ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Valonia won the tip to start the game. They're moving right to left. Here is going into the lane was Mears. She throws it down onto the low block to Brandy Robbins. She couldn't get the layup, and Mountain Home comes up with the rebound. Here's Gilbert into the front court with Lady Bombers' first possession of the night. Ball goes over to Waymire on the right side. Waymire will dribble up to the top. Valonia in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert takes the screen from Waymire, now throws up top to Wilbur. Over to Norcross on the right side. Norcross dribbling down towards the lane, now goes back to the corner. Throws it to Yates on the right wing. Yates will give up top to Waymire. Over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert takes the screen, finds Waymire cutting into the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked, but she draws contact as well. Good find by Kate Gilbert to Lauren Waymire, and Waymire will head to the free throw line as we are 56 seconds into this contest. Lady Mears picks up her first personal foul, team number one against Valonia here in the first half. So Lauren Waymire at the free throw line to try to put Mount Home on the board first. First shot is up and good. So the Lady Bombers will strike first tonight. One more free throw for Waymire. Second shot is up, and she gets both. Lauren Waymire with the first 2 points of the evening. 2-0, Mount Home up, 7:04 left in the first quarter. Inbound pass goes to Patterson. Mount Home's going with the full court press. Patterson does get into the front court. Now Mount Home in a man-to-man. Patterson throws over on the left side to Prater. Prater's going into the lane, has the ball knocked away from her. It's stolen by Kate Gilbert. She almost had the ball knocked away from her, but is able to have a little bit of court awareness and to make sure to avoid the turnover. Here is Yates with it. She loses the handle of the ball. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Valonia. Mountain Home will keep possession with 6:40 left to play in the first quarter. Annie Norcross will trigger the inbound pass underneath the basket. Gets into Yates on the left side. Yates will dribble up to the top. Gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the right wing. Now takes a screen from Wilbur, throws up top to Waymire, over to Norcross on the left side, down to Yates in the corner. Yates takes a screen from Waymire, dribbles to the wing, throws up top to Wilbur. Wilbur gives it to Norcross on the right side. Norcross will throw it up top to Waymire, over to Gilbert on the left. Gilbert's going to dribble down towards the low block, now goes back out to the wing, now goes to the corner. Picks up a dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now throws it to Yates. She's going to pull up for the jumper there on the left side. Bounces around. Will not go. Offensive rebound for Waymire. And she's going to be tied up. It will be Mount Home's basketball on the possession arrow. So Lady Bombers will inbound it with 6:05 left to play in the first quarter as they lead 2-0. Norcross will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Waymire near the right corner. Out to Gilbert on the wing. Finds Yates just outside the lane. Now she's going into the paint. Going in for the layup. Off the glass and in. Aston Yates with Mount Home's first field goal of the night. 4-0 Lady Bombers up. 5:51 left in the first quarter. Here is Patterson with it on the right side. Throws over on the left to Prater. Prater dribbles up to the top. Gives it there to Floyd. Floyd's dribbling down towards the lane. Going, now kicks out on the right corner to Rotman. Now Patterson's going into the lane. She has her layup block. Gets the ball back. Goes back up with it. She can't get this foul to go, but she draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 5:33 left to play in the opening period. Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first half. So it will be Lauren Patterson at the free throw line to try to put Valonia on the board. First free throw rolls around and goes in. Or kind of actually rattled around. Second free throw for Patterson is up. Bounces around, will not go, and this time Waymire gets a rebound. Mountain Home leads 4-1. As Lady Bombers' third rebound of the evening. Here's Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Yates on the left side. She'll take the screen from Wilbur. Throws up top to Waymire. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert takes the screen. Finds Waymire cutting into the lane for the layup. Or they're going to call a travel. Yep, they're going to call Lauren Waymire with the travel. That is the Lady Bombers' first turnover of the evening. Comes with 5:14 left to play in the opening period. Mount Home will right now leading in Valonia 4-1. Floyd will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Throws over on the right side to Patterson. Patterson will dribble up to the top. Now goes down into the lane, going in for the layup off the glass and in. Warren Patterson with Valonia's first field goal of the night, and it's 4-3 Mount Home up with 4:55 left in the opening period. Yates looking inbound it as Valonia goes with full court press, gets into Norcross, now to Gilbert, who will get it across the timeline. Gilbert's going to drill to the lane, now finds Wilbur on the low block, and now she's going to be tied up, and it's going to be Valonia's basketball on the alternating possession. That'll be Mount Home's second turnover of the night with 4:42 left to play in the opening quarter. Annie Norcross will check out of the game as she's replaced by Kate Jackson, a 5'6 sophomore for the Lady Bombers. So Valonia with a chance to take their first lead of the night. Here is Patterson with it. Throws over on the left side to Prater. Now up top to Floyd. She's going to try for the three at the top. No good. Offensive rebound for Rodman. She goes back up with it off the glass and in. Brandy Rodman with her first 2 points of the night, and that's our first lead change this evening as Valonia's up 5-4 with 4:18 left in the opening quarter. Ball goes to Yates, now to Gilbert, back to Yates, and back to Gilbert. Then she'll get it across the timeline, and as Mount Home breaks the press, Gilbert dribbles to the right side. Now throws it to Waymire, over to Jackson on the left. Jackson takes the screen, going to dribble to the elbow, has the ball knocked away and stolen by Prater. Back come the Lady Eagles. Ball goes down to Patterson. Now up top to Floyd. She's going to try for the three, and this one in and out, no good. Prater with the offensive rebound. She puts it back up off the glass and in, and Mount Home's going to quickly call timeout. So we'll break with 3:44 left to play in the first quarter. It is Valonia leading Mount Home 7-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arkansans appreciate community. We work and raise families, care for our neighbors, and come together in good times and bad. At First Security, that local strength is what we love best about our home state. There's commitment here and heart and hope. That's Arkansas strong. Thanks to everyone who is standing together, learning from one another, and making Arkansas a place we all love to call home. We're proud to be your community bank. First Security, bank better. Member FDIC.
Well, Cameron Mullen checked in during the timeout from Mount Home, replacing Kate Jackson. Mullen, a 5'3 sophomore for the Lady Bombers. 3:44 let's play in the first quarter. Valonia leading Mount Home 7-4. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert. Over to Mullen, who will get it across the timeline. Now being about to be met by a double team. But she is able to dribble out of it and gives it to Gilbert, who will set up the offense. Now Valonia switches to a man-to-man. Gilbert throws up top to Waymire. Over to Yates on the left side. Yates will take the screen. Dribble up toward the top. Finds Gilbert cutting into the lane for the layup. Off the glass. No good. And the rebound is controlled by the Lady Eagles. Boy, had the look to the basket, just wouldn't fall. Here's Floyd throwing it to Patterson, to Prater in the right corner. Prater dribbles out to the wing. Now she's going to go back to the corner. Cross court over on the left side to Amir. She's going to try for the three, no good. And it's like a foul's going to be called on the rebound attempt. Brandy Rodman's called for the over-the-back. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number two against Valonia. And Mount Home will get it back with 2:58 left to play in the first quarter as they trail Valonia 7-4. Yates will inbound it to Mullen. Back to McYates, over to Gilbert. Valonia once again going with the zone press. Ball goes to Yates, and she's called for the double dribble. That is Mount Home's fourth turnover of the night. Comes with 2:51 left to play in the first quarter. Here is Mears inbounding it on the near sideline to Prater. Prater will give to Patterson on the right. Patterson's drilling down to the lane. Now kicks out to Prater on the right wing. Prater drills to the free throw line. Now kicks over to Rodman on the right wing. Now she's going to drill down into the lane. Going in for the layup. Will not go. Mears gets the rebound. She goes back up with it. She can't get the foul to go. And it looks like a foul's going to be called on the rebound against Mountain Home. Is that Kate Gilbert? Yep, that is Kate Gilbert's second personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the first half. Lauren Waymire checks out of the game as, I guess Annie Norcross replaced her. Here is Prater with it, throws it over to Mears on the left side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good, and the ball will sail out of bounds. It will be Mountain Home's basketball with 2:19 left to play in the first quarter. Laney White checking in for Valonia, replacing Laney Mears. White, a senior for the Lady Eagles. Inbound pass goes to Norcross. She gives it to Mullen into the front court. Mullen dribbles out of a double team. Is going down into the lane. Now kicks out to Norcross on the right wing. Picks up her drill. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it back to Mullen. 7-4, Valonia up. Ball goes up top to Gilbert, who will set up the offense. Over to Yates on the left side. Yates will dribble up to the top. Now goes over to the right side. Going down into the lane now. She's going to put up the shot over her defender. She gets it. Asin Yates with 4 points on the night. 7-6. Mounts home cuts the margin back to one with 1:45 left in the opening period. Patterson across the timeline for the Lady Eagles. She's going to drill to the right elbow. Has the ball knocked away and stolen by Asin Yates. She'll give it to Kate Gilbert, who's quickly back the other way. Gilbert's going to drill down to the low block. Now kicks out to Mullen on the right side. Dangerous throw, but she's able to chase it down. Here is Gilbert with it up top now. Gilbert's going to drill down to the elbow. She's going to go in for the running jumper. Good. Matt's home back on top. And looks like Valonia is going to call the timeout. So we'll break with 1:15 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home leading Valonia 8-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, Valonia takes the timeout after Mountain Home scores four in a row, including just a tough running jumper by Kay Gilbert to put the Lady Bombers on top. That's our second lead change of the night with 1:15 left to play in the opening period. Mountain Home leading 8-7. Patterson will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Throws over on the right side to White. Now down on the low block to Ashlyn Cash, who just checked in during the timeout. She gets the layup. Good. And that's our third lead change as Valonia's now on top, 9-8. 53 seconds left in the opening period. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Going to drill to the left elbow. Now kicks out to Yates on the wing. Yates will drill toward the top. Throws over on the right side to Mullen. Mullen will dribble towards the top. Has the ball knocked away and stolen by Kenzie Floyd. Back quickly come the Lady Eagles. Floyd almost had the ball knocked away from her, but she will throw it to Cash in the paint. Now kicks out to Paris on the right wing. She's going to try for the three. No good. Rebound chased down by Mullen. Mountain Home with the chance to go back on top on this possession. Down to 17 seconds. Mountain Home may hold for the last shot of the period as they trail by one. Now Gilbert's about to be met by a double team. As she picks up her drill, throws it to Norcross, down to 8 seconds. Now finds Gilbert in the paint. She's going in to find, tries to throw it to Wilbur. She does get to Wilbur, gets the layup, good. And Matson's back on top, and that's the way this first quarter is going to end with our fourth lead change of the evening. Our first 8 minutes are in the books. Mountain Home leading Valonia 10-9. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It may surprise you to hear that it doesn't hurt our feelings when we're told Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville are old-fashioned names. In fact, we kind of like it. Old-fashioned is caring, kindness, honesty, truly valuable these days, as are unique solutions. So in the year ahead, we're investing in the best user-friendly technology in banking while keeping our old-fashioned values intact. We're excited about 2021 at the home of me banking, member FDIC.